parsha, the pasuk says, "Vayida Yaakov neder lemor." He wakes up from his dream, and Yaakov decides to take on a neder, a promise to the Rabbanu Shalom. Im yiye elekim imadiv. The Rabbanu Shalom will be with me. Ushmerani, he'll guard over me. Baderech hazeh, on this journey that I'm about to go on into Lavan's house. Asher anochi holech v'nosan li lechem. He gives me food, lechol. Uveged lubosh, give me clothes to wear. Vishavti vishalom el beis avi, and I am able to return home to the house of my father. Vahoya Hashem li leilokim, Hashem is my God. Vahaeven azoy so shesamti matseva yiye beis elokim. Vichol asher titein li, everything that you, the Rabbanu Shalom, give me. Aser aasrenu loch. This is a neder of Yaakov Avinu, perhaps the first mekar for the concept of Meiser Ksofim, which we practice today. Although, if you take a look at the Balei Tosfos on this pasuk, they bring a medrash that Yaakov was the one instituting right here the concept of Meiser Ksofim. It's interesting because we know that we've seen with Avraham Avinu, he already instituted such a concept. So, of course, it begs the question, what would be the difference between what Avraham Avinu did, that concept of Meiser, and the concept that Yaakov Avinu instituting over here? Perhaps Yaakov's just imitating Avraham. Avraham already instituted it, and now Yaakov's just following in the ways, but then it wouldn't be necessary for the Medrash to come and tell us that Yaakov was Mechadesh, this concept. Perhaps we'll discuss that a little bit later in the week. But right now I want to focus on a different one, seemingly an extra word in the Psukim. Vayidar Yaakov neder lemor. Yaakov takes a promise. What's neder lemor? What would have been lacking had the Psukim just said, Vayidar Yaakov neder? Yaakov took an oath. What's Vayidar Yaakov neder lemor? This is so bothersome to Chazal. Chazal actually make a drasha. Chazal say, Lemor is coming to teach us Lidoros, says Chazal in the Medrash Rabba. Lemor, not only now, but Lidoros. Yaakov Avinu was teaching us something. Sheyiyu nodrin be'ez tzara. The entire concept that a person is in a difficult situation, the person's in an ez tzara, that you take on something, that you are noder, that you give money to tzedakah, you give money, quote-unquote, to the Rabbanu Shalom, that concept began with Yaakov over here. In fact, the Balei Turim himself points this out. Yeah, the Balei Turim writes, Vayidar is the first of many Vayidars throughout Tanakh. Says the Balei Turim, Vayidar Yaakov. We have Vayidar Yisrael in Sefer Bamidbar, Vayidar Yiftach in Sefer Shoftim, Loimer Shach Tzedikim Hayu Nodrin. That Tzedikim, Be'ez Tzara in particular, they are Noder, they make Nedarim, which is obviously a big question in the beginning of Maseches Nedarim. Is it a good thing to take a Neder? Is it a bad thing to take a Neder? Says the Balei Turim, you see that Tzedikim take Nedarim. V'harishon Shenoder, the first that we see that take this concept of a Neder, Be'ez Tzara, is Yaakov Avinu. That's what we say in Tehillim, Nishbal Hashem Nodar La'avir Yaakov. Whenever we refer to Nedarim, we recall La'avir Yaakov, because Yaakov was the one who came across, who instituted this concept of a neder. Says the Medrash, that's why it says lay more, because it wasn't just for here and now, it was Lidoros. Yaakov Avinu was instituting the concept of Be'ez Tzara, a person in a difficult situation, you take upon yourself a neder. That's how a Jew responds to a difficult situation. But the Aruch Chaim says something very interesting. The Aruch Chaim says this extra word, Leimor, is coming to tell us something else. What's this word, Leimor, coming to tell us? Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, Vayidar Yaakov neder Leimor, Perush, says the Aruch Chaim, Shehotzi haneder bisvasav. The psukim are coming to tell us that Yaakov Avinu articulated it verbally. He didn't just think about what he wanted to do. He didn't just take it upon himself in his mind, which he could have done. He wasn't speaking to anyone over there. No one was there. So why did it say that Lamor? Why does he say it now? Why does he verbalize it? Says Aruch Chaim, Yaakov Avinu is teaching us that for the neder to take effect, you have to verbalize it. Shehoitzi haneder bisvasim, kizula ze, neder belev, eino neder. A neder belev is not considered to be a neder. Now, many of the chronim are bothered by this. Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, Aruch Chaim is telling us that if Yaakov Avinu would have just done it in his thought process, he would not have verbalized his neder, so it would not have been chal. Is that really true? We know that there's a big sugya in the Gemara beginning with the Gemara Meseches, a Mishnah really, in Meseches Kedushin, where the Gemara, the Mishnah tells us that when it comes to making transactions with Hektish, making transactions with Beis HaMikdash, with the Rabbanu Shalom, you don't need the regular Maisei Kinyonim. A person wants to make a transaction with his fellow friend, so He has to do a kinyan, whether he does a kinyan hagbah by lifting it up, a kinyan meshicha, a kinyan ma'oz, a kinyanin that we've discussed many times. We always need a kinyan. Says the Gemara, but when it comes to hekdish, amirasoi legevaya, kimisirasoi lehed yudami. When it comes to hekdish, all you need is amira. All you need is amirasoi legevaya, Kimisi Rosso Lehedya. You don't even need any kinyanim. All you need is Misira on its own. And the Gemara goes on to explain what is Amiroso Ligavo Kimisi Rosso Lehedya. It says the Gemara, Ketzar Amiroso Ligavo Kimisi Rosso Lehedya. Ha'omer Shor Ze Oila Beise Hektish Afil Besaifa Oilam. Doesn't matter where it is. If you say that something should become Hektish, something should be donated to the Shul, something should be donated to the Beis HaMikdash, something should become Kadesh, so your Amira itself is good enough. And that's how we paskin. Halacha le'maisa. The question is, does this mean that one really needs amira? Does a person need to actually verbalize it? Or perhaps machshava is good enough? This is the machlokes achronim, machlokes rishonim that the Beis Yosef brings. The Beis Yosef, the Tur writes, amirasa la'adam le'gavoa kimisirasa le'hedya. All you need is amira. Says the Beis Yosef, kasef harosh b'tshuva klal yud gimel. Take a look at the tshuva's harosh. Adam shekana karakal dasha yasenu hektish. You bought something with in mind that you're going to be makdish it. You didn't tell anyone that you're going to be makdish it. You didn't say it to anyone. You didn't make a condition. But in your mind, why are you purchasing this item? Why are you purchasing this field? Because I want to donate it to Hektish. V'loi haitzi mipiv klum. You didn't say anything. Have dvarim shebelev. It's dvarim shebelev. And since it's dvarim shebelev, you don't have to follow through because you never articulated it. You never verbalized it. However, says the Beis Yosef, this is not so simple. Take a look at the Mordechai. The Mordechai in Meseches Bava Basra says, why should that be so? We know that the Gemara tells us elsewhere that the Meseches Shavuah is kol nediv lev, that when it comes to hektish, you don't need an amira. Kol nediv lev, as long as part of your lev, your heart, you want something to become hektish, that is enough. Machshava is good enough. And this is the question that the Rishonim deal with over here, and the same machlekes follows through when it comes to the concept of tzedakah. Yes, it's true that when it comes to hektish, perhaps it's enough just to have it in mind, just to have a machshava. But when it comes to a mitzvah of tzedakah, do we say that follows the rules of hektish, and therefore kol nediv lev, the machshava alone is good enough? Or do we say tzedakah is not hektish? Tzedakah is a mitzvah, but tzedakah is a matana to a poor person. Therefore, it's not good enough for a person just to have the machshava. This is, in fact, two shitas in the Ramah. A person takes a look at the Ramah in Hilchas Tzedakah in Simen Reish Nun Tes, says the Ramah, Im chishev beliboy litein ezer davel tzedakah. A person had a machshava to give money to tzedakah. Chayev lekayem machshavaso. You didn't say anything. You didn't articulate. You didn't even promise the executive director of the institution that you were going to give. But you decided in your mind that you're going to make a certain donation. We're not talking about a person who's playing with the idea, going back and forth. Should I give? Should I not give? We're talking about a person who, in his mind, he made up his mind that he's going to make a certain donation. And then the next day, the market has a terrible day. Or the next day, the yeshiva that he was going to give the money to decides that they're not going to accept one of his friends. So he wants to renege on the deal. He says, no, I never said anything. And he doesn't have to tell anyone because he never said it. But if his machshava, says the first sheet in the Ramah, his machshava was that he was going to give that money, you have to do it. Just like we said when it comes to hektish. However, says the Ramah, not so simple. V'yesh oimrim dim lo hotzi b'fiv. Eino ikker. If you didn't articulate it, you didn't verbalize it, it's not a problem. But the Ramah, sorry, says the Ramah, the ikker kisvar rishayna. We paskin like svar rishayna. That means that we paskin halacha lemaisa that when it comes to tzedakah, not only when it comes to Beis HaMikdash, donating to Beis HaMikdash, when it comes to tzedakah, a person made up in his mind, he had a machshava to give a certain amount of money, we paskin halacha lemaisa that actually takes effect. It takes effect. The person has to follow through on that machshava because, like we say, when it comes to hektish, the same thing applies to not only to Hektish, but also to Tzedakah. It's interesting. The same thing does also apply to Tanesim. A person should be careful. A person's mekabel upon himself a Tanes, even without a verbalization, even without articulating it, bepeh. Most poskim, we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, paskin as well, that a person, machshava alone, for these type of things, machshava alone is good enough. So, if a person has machshava for tzedakah or for any other type of donation, a person must follow through, again, according to the shita that the Ramah seems to paskin like. A person writes a check to a certain organization, a certain tzedakah, then he decides, you know what, I'm going to renege on it. L'chora, according to most postgame, according to many postgame, even both shitas agree. If you already wrote the check, you didn't give the check yet, then you decide to rip it up. No, you already made up in your mind that you're going to give that money. You have a chiyev, you have an obligation to give it. Now, do you have an obligation to give it to that particular ani, that particular institution? Or you just have an obligation to give the money to tzedakah? So there are many achronim that say, even though you have an obligation to give the money to tzedakah, you don't have the obligation to give it to that particular person. When it comes to hektish, so then we say it was actually nikneh by hektish. Hektish already owns the item just because you were thought about it. Perhaps just because of amirasa l'gavoah. But when it comes to tzedakah, the place can say, even though the obligation is incumbent upon you from the moment you decided in your mind, but it doesn't become that specific unease. You don't have to give it to that particular person, that particular organization, but you do have to give it to tzedakah. This is important to keep in mind. Halacha l'maisa, there's a ha'ara that Reb Shlomo Zalman used to often make. The Talmidim from Reb Shlomo Zalman bring this ha'ara, halacha l'maisa, they say, and he very frequently would tell people, Hayim Ma'orer, Sheyizar Ko Adam Bedavar Matzi Pamim Rabba. As you look around, this happens. Shemechin Matbeya Lasita La'anu L'gabe Mesuyim. A person takes out a quarter, takes out a dollar with in mind, as they're going around collecting during davening, with in mind to give it to a particular ani, to tzedakah. Ulu basof lo avar osa adam aponav. In the end, the guy never comes around to collect the quarter that you had in mind, the dollar you had around him. Dikarov hadavar li kosher ba'ayven edarim chas v'sham. V'lechen yizar ligmar b'libar she'en mechavin lezakaso ad she'egi liyado mamish. It could be, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that a person already took a nether, he's going to give that money to tzedakah. The person never comes by, he puts it back in his pocket, that money's not yours anymore. That money's supposed to go to that guy. You have to go run after him and try to give it to him. So therefore, a person should always have in mind, I'm not giving this to tzedakah until he actually comes and picks it up. These are the halachas of machshava when it comes to tzedakah. Machshava is actually chal, like the Ramah says. And because of this concept, so we have a question on the Aruch Chaim. Don't forget where we began. The Aruch Chaim Kadosh says, Vayidar Yaakov neder leimor. Yaakov took a neder. Why does it say leimor? Says Aruch Chaim, because he had to be mitzi v'svasov. Because if he wouldn't have been mitzi v'svasov, just be machshava alone, so it wouldn't be, it wouldn't work. He has to be mitzi v'svasov. Come the Achronim say, no, he didn't. What do you mean? It's a big machlok as Rishayim. He doesn't have to be mitzi v'svasov. Even the machshava alone would have meant that he had to be mekayim this neder. The neder is chal b'machshava, like we seem to paskin in Simon Reish Nun Tes. So the approach that most Achronim seem to take is that, yes, it's true that a neder, generally speaking, could be chal, could take effect, even b'machshava, with a thought process alone. However, this case was different for two reasons. There are two stumbling blocks that Yaakov Avinu had to get over here. One of them, both are stumbling blocks that we find on the pages of Chayshim Mishpah. One we've discussed a few weeks ago, the concept of Davar Shelo Bala Olam. Before something comes into this world, you don't have the right to be Maknid, and according to many, you don't have the right to be Makdishit. It's not here yet. Yaakov Avinu was taking a neder on something that wasn't here yet. He's saying, everything that you will give to me, I will be Makdish. If you're Makdish something, be Makshava, that's here right now, so that works. But who says I could use Makshava to be Makdish something that I don't even own right now, that's going to be binding, that when I get it, I have to be Makdish it? So that's a big chiddush. Perhaps that's why the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says it's not good enough that he had it be Makshava, because over here, the items that Yaakov Avinu were donating weren't here yet with a Davar Shelo Bala Olam. There's another stumbling block. There's another hill that the Yaakov Avinu had to overcome, and that is, there's another rule in Chayshim Mishpah. Not only could you not donate something which is not here in the world yet, but you cannot be makne something which is called a davar she'eino katzav. When you want to make a transaction, it has to be 100% clear that there's a limited item over here that I'm giving over. But you can't just say an endless, I want to give you 5% of my earnings. That's something which doesn't have any set amount. You can't be makne something which out a set amount. Here also, Yaakov Avinu Avinu was saying, I'm going to give you 10%. According to the Gemara, he was saying, I'm giving you 20%. But that's a davar she'eino kotzev. There's no set amount. It depends how much I make. Therefore, you can't have a kinyan on such a thing. And therefore, perhaps that's why Yaakov Avinu thought the machshava alone was not enough. And he actually needed to articulate the neder to make it a neder, which would be chal. Either way, it's important for us to review these halachas, that when it comes to tzedakah, we paskin halacha l'maisa, we paskin that machshava does work when it comes to tzedakah. A person makes up in his mind, he is obligated to follow through with that commitment that he made up in his mind. And of course, the concept that Yaakov Avinu introduces to us this week, that when Klal Yisrael, either on a communal level or in a personal level, is in a tough time, be'ez tzara, the appropriate reaction is to be vayider Yaakov neder leimor, to commit something, to donate something, either financially or with your energy to the Rebbeinu Shlomo.